राम राम हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा। यू आर ऑल वेलकम। इट इज निताय गौर सुंदर स्कान सेंटर नवा सब्रिस्क Srila Prabhupada established a daily routine which is spiritual sandwich.
Srila Prabhupada дал нам ежедневную программу для расписания, которая называется духовный сэндвич.
Do you know sandwich?
Знаете, что такое сэндвич?
Two big bread and everything pressed in between.
Два куска хлеба и между ними что-то.
Morning Bhagavatam class.
Утром это Bhagavatam class.
Evening Bhagavad Gita class.
Вечером Bhagavad Gita class.
In between whole day's work finish. Sandwich. Spiritual sandwich. So this is a special program Prabhupada all over world established for the spiritual nourishment and material prosperity of the people in general. So you are here for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. We welcome you and we are thankful to our Madhvi Priya Mataji. She has given us opportunity to serve your yatra. Yesterday we were discussing Bhagavatam is non-different from Krishna. I'm just giving you an example from first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam where presence of Krishna is same as presence of Bhagavatam. Now, imagine a scene. Bhisham Pitamaha, the great warrior this planet has ever seen, is lying on the bed of arrows and is waiting for a right time to depart from this planet. And at that time, Sri Krishna was staying in Hastinapur with Pandavas. And Krishna was sitting in a meditation. And Yudhishthira say, everybody meditate on you. On you who are meditating. And Krishna says, my great devotee Mahajan Bhisham Pitamaha is remembering me now at this time. Let us go at Kurukshetra. This is first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, glories of Bhisham's departure. Art of leaving this planet, going back to Godhead. So Sri Krishna, when he arrived there, and Bhisham Pitamaha, with open eyes, he was drinking the nectar from the lotus feet of Krishna and praying with folded palms. And Bhishma Pitamaha was a brahmachari. And he said, I have my daughter which I want to give to you, Krishna. How can brahmachari have a daughter? He said, my intelligence, that I have never polluted anywhere. I am offering this intelligence at your lotus feet. Please accept this. That's what Krishna asked in Bhagavad Gita. You have seen the picture on the front page of Bhagavad Gita? A chariot? Chariot? Horses? Reins? Chariot driver Krishna? Arjun sitting as a Rathi. This is the message of Bhagavad Gita. Body is chariot. The senses are horses. Mind, rein. Intelligence, chariot driver. Soul, passenger. Now, where Krishna is sitting? Sarthi, chariot driver. So who is the chariot driver in this body? Buddhi. So Krishna, and what is in Krishna's hand? Reins, mind. So message of Bhagavad Gita is, your senses are like wild horses, you cannot control them. Your mind is abstinent and very flickering, you cannot control this too. Therefore, give this mind in the hands of Krishna. That's what Krishna said, my arpita mana. Please, you give your mind to me because you cannot control this. My buddhim niveshaya. Place me in your intelligence. You know, this residence is called Nivas. So, intelligence should be the place of residence for Krishna. So, anybody who keeps Krishna in the intelligence or gives intelligence for Krishna to sit as a chariot driver of this body and gives the mind in the hands of Krishna, his chariot will pass through all the troubles of this world back to home, back to Godhead. So this is the message of Bhagavad Gita. Give your mind in the hands of Krishna.
and that is going on Rupi Krishna.
So how will you give your mind to Krishna? Dema, how will you give your mind to Krishna? Is your mind like a cauliflower? You will plate, put a plate and give to the Krishna? No. So what are the functions of mind? Thinking, willing, sankalp, viklap, this is the function of mind. So all these activities of the mind should be engaged in the service of Krishna. And let Krishna reside in our intelligence. That what Prabhupada said, never forget Krishna, always remember Krishna. That is the I am and object of life. So Bhishma Pitama was asking Krishna to reside in his intelligence, and he was giving all his mind at the lotus feet of Krishna. And with wide open eyes, he prayed to Krishna and sang some 10-11 verses, and then he breathed his last by singing Krishna.
И со сложными руками он вознес молитву, которую записывал свидетель 11 шлок, и затем он сделал свой последний вдох, оставил его.
In the presence of great saintly personalities, their names are in Bhagavatam.
В присутствии всех великих личностей, имена которых упоминаются в Бхагаватам.
Now let us go to the another scene. At the bank of Ganges, place called Suktal, Parikshit Maharaj is waiting to depart from this planet. And all the same saintly great souls, they came from the higher planets to witness their departure. And at that time, Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Sukadev Goswami. So Bhagavatam in front of Parikshit and Krishna in front of Bhisham Pitama both have same effect. So Krishna and Bhagavatam are the same. So this Bhagavatam, when we hear, when we study, we are directly perceiving Krishna. And of the 6 questions asked by the sages of the Naim Sharanya, the last question is, after Krishna departed from this planet, who will protect the religion? And the answer given as Sri Krishna Swadham Upagate, as Sri Krishna was going back to his own abode, Srimad Bhagavatam Prana came down as a brilliant sun. So, Krishna and Bhagavatam are the same. Now, in first canto, as yesterday we discussed, there are 19 chapters, and first three chapters is dialogue between Suta Goswami and sages of Naimsharanya. And then next 4, 5 and 6 chapter is dialogue between Narad and Vyasadeva. And then in 12th chapter, the greatness of the parentage of Parikshit Maharaj, the listener of Bhagavatam, is described.
In
12 chapters. So the importance is listener. Three generation of Parikshit Maharaj were great Bhagavata. And then Bhagavatam appeared for Parikshit Maharaj. So yesterday I told you, in Bhagavatam there are three Bhagavata mothers. And three Bhagavata Purusha in first canto. Three Bhagavata Matajis are Uttara, Drupadi, Kunti. And first place in Bhagavatam is given to three Matajis as Bhagavat ladies. And the first prayer in Srimad Bhagavatam elaborate is Kunti Maharani. And three Bhagavat Purusha described in Srimad Bhagavatam first canto are Bhisham Pitamaha. Celebrated Brahmachari and Mahabhagavat, one of the 12 Mahajans. Yudhishthira Maharaj. Dharam personified as a king. And then third one is Parikshit Maharaj. The one who conquered Kali Yuga. Who has seen the Supreme Lord before his birth in the womb of his mother. So this is beautiful Bhagavatam which we are going to hear. So, as everyday class, we are in 5th chapter of Bhagavatam. And the scene is, say, imagine, it is beautiful, snow-covered peaks of the mountain high up in the Himalaya.
Покрытые снегом Гималая.
the beautiful Saraswati is flowing and is meeting Alaknanda Hari Vishnupadi Ganga. It's called Keshav Prayag. Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God, wanting to give a good medicine for the people of Kaljug suffering from miseries. And he elaborately explained and simplified all the Vedic wisdom. But he felt himself unsatisfied. And at the bank of Saraswati, after taking morning bath, he was thinking, why I am despondent? And he was praying. So within our heart there is Paramatma. And when he sees that we are sincere, then he will send his most dear representative to help us. So Narad Muni appeared there. So Narad Muni is representative of Krishna as a guru for propagating bhakti on this planet. And now Vyasadev, as a patient in front of a doctor, is telling his symptoms, please find out what is my diagnosis. And what is the treatment? And this is the verse we are about to read today. So Vyasadeva is now sitting as a patient. Narad is diagnosing the disease. And prescribing medicine as a treatment. So Narad is speaking today to Vyasadeva, and this is a dialogue between the spiritual master and a disciple. So come on, let us read this. This verse is on the board, you can see it. So Narad is saying, Yatha dharma dyascharatha.
Yatha dharma dyascharatha.
Muni varaya anukirtita. Na tatha vasudevasya. Mahimahe anuvarnita. Yatha dharma jascharatha. मुनि वर्या अनुकीर्तिता न तथा वासुदेवस्य महिमा हि अनुवर्णितः यथा धर्माद्यश्च अर्था मुनिवर्या अनुकीर्तिताः न तथा वासुदेवस्य महिमा हि अनुवर्णिताः. प्लीज रिपीट.
यथा
धर्माद्यश्चार्था मुनिवर्य अनुकीर्तिता न तथा वासुदेवस्य महिमा हि अनुवर्णितः यथा धर्माद्यश्चार्था मुनिवर्य अनुकीर्तितः तथा वासुदेवस्य महिमा हि अनुवर्णितः. एनीबडी? यथा धर्माद्यस्य मुनिवर्य अनुकीर्तिताः न तथा वासुदेवस्य महिमा हि अनुवर्णितः. दिस इज नंद तनुज. नाउ इज इन अनरिकॉग्नाइजेबल. Descending from Vaikuntha. Very good. Welcome. Mothers. Vaishnavi, read. Tell them.
They can see?
Give book. Give them book. यथा धर्माद्यश्चार्था मुनिवर्य अनुकीर्तितः न तथा वासुदेवस्य महिमा हि अनुवर्णितः यथा धर्माद्यश्चार्था मुनिवर्य अनुकीर्तिताः न तथा वासुदेवस्य महिमा हि अनुवर्णितः. थैंक यू वेरी मच. अल्फेंसा, क्या योर नेम इज? अल्फिया. अल्फिया, ओके. एंड व्हाट इज हर नेम? व्हाट इज योर नेम? या Keshavi, the intelligent. She's not looking here, she's reciting. What's this? Good, thank you. So, yatha means as you have described. You know, in generally there are four items in the life of a man to accomplish. Four items to accomplish. First is dharma. Follow the religion's path. Artha. Earn money. According to the religious directions. Kama and enjoy. Moksha.
Moksha.
Don't forget liberation. These are the four, they are called Purusharth. Dharam, Artha, Kama, Moksha.
Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha.
You can explain this, what is dharma, artha? I told just I spoke. You understand dharma, artha, kama. Artha means money. And kama means enjoyment. Enjoyment. So, always abide by the dharma. You must earn and you must enjoy. But don't forget that one day you have to leave this planet. The problem of the modern civilization is there is no dharma, there is no moksha, only earth and calm. They are not interested to follow the course of the religion. And they are not at all interested to know that one day they have to go, and they are not doing preparation for that either. They are simply interested in earning money more, and enjoy. And this has made men greedy. And therefore, whole world is cutting one another's throat. And there is no brotherhood, there is no peace, there is no love. Everything is destroyed by this one enjoying mentality. And therefore, Narad Muni is saying, you have described these four things elaborately in all the scriptures. He's saying, Muni Varya. Means great wise men. You are wise men, but you have not given them the right direction. What you have given less? You have given something less. And that is Natatha Vasudevasya Mahima Anuvaranitaha. You have not properly glorified the greatness of Vasudev. You have given 90% in your books, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, but no glory of Vasudev in a equal, more proportion. This is, Prabhupada said, this is the diagnosis of Narad Muni of Vyasadeva's despondency. This is word is there, you see. Diagnosis Narad, pronunciation Narad, this is the most scholar, deep understanding. You see the second line, purport second line. You read first translation to them. Read the translation. Although the great sage, you have seen, you have very broadly described the four principles beginning with religiosity, religious performance. You have not described the glories of Supreme Personality Vasudeva. Read this translation. Translation, first read translation.
Перевод текста. Обе эти мудрые хотят очень подробно описать четыре принципа, начиная с религиозного обряда. Ты не описал величие Верховной Личности Бога.
And therefore, Prabhupada says, in purport, not immediately diagnose the disease of Vyasadeva. Says your dissatisfaction is because you have deliberately avoided glorification of Vasudeva. You have given a small space for Krishna glorification, and more you have described rituals. Like Prabhupada said once time, yoga. You sit down like this. But there's no positive activity. This is like a child is naughty in your house, you say, keep quiet, sit down, don't move. But he is obedient, please do this. So, yoga is like a naughty child. He has to be kept in one place and control his mind. And Prabhupada said, they sit in yoga and meditation. They think they are in commune with God. And as soon as they come out, they say, my throat is dry. Can I have a smoking? A cup of tea? This is what the yoga of modern days. So, somebody was telling me this story. One lady, she became a great monk and she lived in the Himalayas high where there's no oxygen much in the snow for 2 years. And when she came out of her meditation and trance, she said, I am missing coffee. And she left Himalaya and went to New York to drink coffee. So this modern yoga is for bhoga. Bhogi, you know bhogi? Yoga is to unite with Supreme Lord. But the modern yoga is how I can be more healthy, powerful to enjoy more. Therefore, Prabhupada is writing, Narada Muni is saying, you are wise men, Muni warrior, great wise men. Why you have given such a simple thing to the people? They are addicted already to sense enjoyment, and you have given them, you can go to the heaven and enjoy the heavenly moment, you can drink their soma rasa. And they are allured by that. Go to the heaven, enjoy a woman and wine. You have described all these things. See, all great religions on the planet, their object is go to the heaven.
обратите внимание, все мировые религии, по сути дела, они призывают к тому, чтобы достичь рая.
Christianity said, let us go to the heaven. Is right? And Mohammedan said, let us go to the Jannat, which is heaven, and enjoy there the heavenly beauty. And all the Hindus said, let us go to the Swarg and enjoy. Prabhupada once was, he has written the manuscript describing the glories and beauty of heavenly planet. Hare Krishna. And then he gave this manuscript for typing. And the disciples said, Prabhupada, heaven is so nice. And Prabhupada tore all those pages and threw in garbage. He said, I am doing the same thing what Vyas has done. They are already done. If you are in a village, you want to have a more enjoyment, you go to the city. Let me go to the Moscow and enjoy. No, Moscow. Let me go to the New York and enjoy. And in this way, we want to go higher, and then heaven, okay, good. So Prabhupada turned all those papers, and he put a very simple word about heaven, that we should not be tempted to go to heaven. Then Prabhupada is saying, why, Vyasadeva, you have wasted your time in describing sense enjoying activity in heaven so much? Like a person has a diabetes, and you make nice sweet preparation and offer him, what do you think? What do you think? If he eats more sweet, will he be happy? But he wants to eat. And if you give him, are you helping him? You are putting him in a more trouble. What you have to give to the person with diabetes, karela. Karela, they know karela? No? Bitter thing, something bitter, huh? And nobody wants to eat bitter thing. But that is the treatment. Like children, they don't want to take medicine, but because they are sick, you have to give them. Chanting of holy name is a medicine for the material disease. But nobody wants to take this. Like children don't want to take medicine, bitter medicine. Therefore Prabhupada says, for making people chant Hare Krishna, it is like giving medicine to horse. For giving medicine to horse, you need 4 persons to hold the legs. And one person open mouth. And 6 persons to put medicine in. So we have to go as a 6 people, Sankirtan movement with Mridang and Kartal and all these horses, we have to put medicine. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's very difficult. Therefore Mahaprabhu brought this Sankirtan movement because people have become a deluxe edition of the animals. So if we go together, then it will be effective. If you go alone, they will eat you away. So Narad Muni is saying, describe more the glories of Krishna, Vasudev, then give them more enjoying facilities in heaven.
Narad Muni is указывает, ты должен описать славу Кришны, и вместо того, чтобы давать им знания, говорит, еще больше
заслуживает. And then Prabhupada is quoting the verse from Bhagavad Gita. And this verse is Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Bolo.
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma.
Na Sochati Na Kangshati. Samasarvesho Bhutesho.
Samasarvesho Bhutesho.
Madhaktim Labhate Param. This verse is not written as Sanskrit, but the whole paragraph is the explanation of this verse. Prabhupada said, after liberation, devotional service starts. Brahma Bhuta.
Brahma Bhuta
means at a spiritual platform. And what is the what are the symptoms of a person who is on the spiritual platform? He is Samadrsha, he is equal to all. He has no friend, he has no enemy. He is neutral. Prabhupada was once asked, how you are equal? In Indore, some Hindu religious man, he said, how are you equal, Swami? You are saying rascal to the Mayavadis. How are you equal? And Prabhupada kept quiet and then said, I am equal in distributing the message of Bhagavad Gita irrespective of caste, color and creed. I have given this opportunity to Western and to the Indians equally. This is my equal vision. This is my equal vision. I am giving the Krishna equally to all. Nobody has done before this like that. And how Prabhupada was seeing equal things? Prabhupada was interviewed once in America by a little naughty, notorious girl. Naughty, notorious girl. What type of lady? Naughty, notorious? And what she said? And she says, she said, Swamiji, you came from India, where the death rate is more than America. What you will teach us? And Prabhupada said, death rate is 100% everywhere. Everybody dies. America or Russia or India, everybody has, one who is born is dying. Then that lady said, why you have shaven head? And she was having a skirt. And Prabhupada said, why you have barren legs? And then Prabhupada said, it is better to have a cool head and warm legs. And then she said, what, Swamiji, if all people become devotees? Prabhupada said, fools like you will remain, don't worry. And then she was calmed down, and then Prabhupada started speaking philosophy. So here Narada Muni is telling to Vyasadeva that, you know, up till liberation you have told them, but beyond liberation is devotional service. You have not given any hint about that. So the devotees are already liberated. In Bhagavad Gita, this verse in 6th chapter says, those who have done the practice of yoga for, say, more time, they will get birth in the home of a yoginam bhaveta, atva yoginam kule bhavata dhimatam. They will take birth in a family of yogi who is very intelligent.
В 6 главе Бхагавад Гиты говорится о том, что человек, который продолжительное время занимался йогой, в следующей жизни рождается в семье очень продвинутых, духовно продвинутых личностей.
And then sometimes we can ask a yogi or sannyasi, how can he have a family, then you can take birth there.
То есть в семье, говорится, йога рождается. И мы иногда задаем вопрос, как
yes, sannyasis can have children. And that is called Gurukul. So Prabhupada, that Guru is called his kul, his family. Anybody of you who has taken shelter of the family is kind of Prabhupada, he has already done 90% of his devotional activities in past life. You have already done a lot of austerities, all yogas, all meditation, already finished. Now you have only one thing to do. Chant Hare Krishna and make others chant Hare Krishna. And this is the perfection of a devotee's life. Therefore, Mahaprabhu said, kar par upkar. Janam sarthak kari kar par upkar. Perfect your life and deliver others. Prabhupada used to say, all of you who are born in a distant lands away from India present, they are sent by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all these places to help spread Sankirtan movement. So please, somehow you have come in Krishna consciousness, please take this opportunity to continue sincerely, as it is the last life's job, and then go back home, back to Godhead. You have got like a diamond in hand. Why should you work now for the pieces of a broken glass? You have got a Krishna sun, then sun means giving light, then why you look for small bulbs? Therefore, Narada Muni is advising Vyasadeva, sit in a trance and feel the presence of Krishna in his name, his form, his beauty, his pastime, and describe this. So similarly, we have simply to chant Hare Krishna, hear Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, and perfect our life, and give the same opportunity to our friends, family, and fellow beings to advance in a spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Can you read this whole purport for them? I just briefed what